Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details coming up right after this.
Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high-quality, high-test-weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Checkoff dollar.
Well, hog futures tumbled sharply lower today as aggressive pressure quickly developed through the morning with traders that expanded contract lows and created concerns of additional market pressure seen through the fall. Cattle markets remained under pressure, backing away from previous gains seen earlier in the week. Corn prices were lower in light trade with September corn futures that fell about 6 cents per bushel lower. Live cattle futures bounced back from triple-digit losses by midday as firm support developed in box beef values and supported the renewed support seen over the past two trading sessions in the live cattle complex. The aggressive triple-digit slide in lean hog futures also having a carryover impact in live cattle trade, as some are concerned that this may actually limit additional buyer interest later in the month. Cash cattle activity was quiet today with bids and asking prices remaining generally undefined, with very little movement expected until midweek or later. It was uncertain if buyer support would hold the narrow losses through the end of the session, but traders ended it with narrow triple-digit losses following the aggressive market pressure, which was considered a moral victory given the lack of support early in the trading session. Even though no support was seen in the grain markets, early in the week, feeder cattle markets gained no value from outside markets, while the direction of the market came from the focus of trade activity in live cattle markets. And grain futures turned lower after a higher start overnight on lingering fallout from bearish USDA monthly production supply and demand estimates out yesterday. Corn prices were lower after December futures failed to test of both its 50-day moving average and July resistance line overnight. Soybeans were modestly lower, but losses started to build as the overnight session drug on. November futures tested one-week lows on the heels of yesterday's bearish reversal, and wheat prices were lower after all three contracts tested tops of the short-term channels on Monday's unexpected short-covering rally. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.